I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United Nations is estimating that intensified fighting in the western part of Mosul could displace another 250,000 people, another large addition to the number of worldwide refugees and internally displaced people. Tom Doyle of E3 Partners says the needs extend beyond food and shelter, especially for those who've been living under ISIS rule.
We've been working with refugees for 6 years. It's unbelievable what they have gone through, and the stories are just heartbreaking. Some of the worst things we've ever heard happen to human beings. Truly, some of the stories are worse than what we hear out of World War II with Hitler and the Nazis.
Doyle says both in-country and abroad, first-time opportunities are growing for the church to get involved and to share the truth of the gospel. Find out where you fit in at missionnews.org. And Crossroad Bible Institute recently got a facelift, including a name change. The ministry, now called Crossroads Prison Ministry, hopes these changes will clear up any confusion about the ministry's mission. On the name change, Crossroads Prison Ministry's Cynthia Williams explains.
I think it came as a result of our leadership as a ministry really thinking about and wanting to bring our name in line with our ministry and our vision and our goal, which has always been to reach out to prisoners.
It's like this. The ministry's former name, Crossroad Bible Institute, sounds a little more academic than prison ministry. It doesn't really clarify what the ministry does, which involves a relational model of reaching out to prisoners. The new name, though, does. To learn more about the name change or how to pray or for ways you can get involved, go to missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.